E parliamo dell'Impact che, come sapete, oggi lascia il Canada, lascia Montreal per andare in Messico e proseguire la preparazione in vista della partita di andata dei quarti di finale di Champions League prevista per la fine del mese, tra 17 giorni, contro il Pachuca. Ma ci sono altre notizie, naturalmente, che sono state diffuse ieri. Prima fra tutte è il rilascio di Carl W. Ouimet, difensore, come sapete, che proviene dall'Accademia dell'Impact, che è stato lasciato libero, quindi il contratto non è stato rinnovato. Abbiamo naturalmente intervistato Frank Klopas anche a proposito di questo e andiamo subito a sentire i suoi commenti.
It's not easy, difficult decisions the team has to make, but we have a lot of depth in the back that we, with the players that we have, and I think it's an opportunity for him maybe to go and see some other place where he can play. We went into the first phase with the changes, and we feel right now that it would be difficult for him with the squad here to play. So, yeah, not easy, difficult decision, but you know, you have to make decisions and move on. He's a great, great kid, and we wish him all the best. But in the end, May could be a still option late if things don't work out with the USL Pro team here. We made a lot of changes in the back line, and we wanted to give him, like everyone else, an opportunity in the first phase to compete, but doing so right now early, you know, we want to give him an opportunity to see if there's options with him with other teams. If not, you know, obviously with the USL Pro team here, but it's we went into the first phase and now it's making some difficult decisions with the club. I mean, I think he wants to play. Obviously, you see the back line where we have with you know, on the left side, Ongo, Toya, Cabrera, now Simon, Baki, Kamara, Miller. You know, there's a lot of depth there, and in the end, you know, the decision we took as a club and as a team, and you know, we wish him the best. Not easy, but yeah, it's good. We still have to work at, you know, obviously a lot of things on the field. So we played a couple games. The good thing is Piatti played today 45 minutes. There were some good moments, but you see how behind he is from not playing many games. But you can see there are moments where, you know, and flashes where he can make a big difference. So it was good that he got the 45 minutes, and now I think every game will be sharper. I think still we have to work on the communication, stepping together, moving together as a group, but there's a good quality depth.
Klopas si era anche soffermato sulla condizione di Piatti, ne parleremo un po' più avanti. Un'altra notizia per il mercato è che l'Impact ha annunciato sempre ieri la firma di Cameron Porter, che è un giovane giocatore che ha mostrato un buon potenziale durante le prime settimane di allenamento e che ha impressionato a quanto pare lo staff, e quindi naturalmente Porter farà parte della squadra. Andiamo ad ascoltare i commenti di Frank Klopas sulla saga Oyongo. Vi ricordo, è il giocatore camerunense che proviene dallo scambio con Felipe al New York Red Bulls, e a quanto pare il giocatore non è intenzionato a unirsi alla squadra, ma ieri Adam Braz ha chiaramente affermato che è un giocatore dell'Impact e quindi per il momento, fino a che non si presenterà, il suo contratto è sospeso e naturalmente non viene corrisposta nessuna paga.
He has a contract with the league. He's owned by Montreal right now. And a lot of players from that region there, the minute a lot of people get in their heads and are talking, the kid is a great kid. I know the agent that brought him here. There's a lot of people that are talking, but in the end, he's got a contract with the league. He's going to be here. And he comes and he's going to join the team, he's going to be very happy. So I know he's getting probably some bad advice. I know him as a player, so obviously he brings a lot of quality on the left side. He gets forward, he's very good with the ball, brings a lot of pace to the team. Obviously, international experience that he has now. So, you know, the bad thing is we can't use him in the CCL, but in the regular season, I think they can have a solid team there.
Proseguiamo con le dichiarazioni di Frank Klopas sulla preparazione fatta qui a Montreal, che naturalmente proseguirà nei prossimi giorni e settimane in Messico.
The first phase was good, but now it's important to get acclimated to the weather, the altitude, and to be outside and playing and get ready for the first game. Because we have 2.5 weeks, there's, I think the good thing, you can just see that he hasn't played in a long time, but then also he's got a lot of quality. I know we played the 18, so, but it's a process, it's a step. The guys are very heavy-legged because we've been working extremely hard and also on the turf, but I think we have a lot of time, and I know there's good quality games there. I think he'll be ready. You know, some fitness thing, but he's pushing hard every day. For me, it was positive just to see playing 45 today, and tomorrow is going to be important just to see there's no swelling. It was just minor, but that's normal. That's what they said. That's going to be around for a little bit. So he's feeling good. So I would assume there's no setbacks. The plan was for him to be 100% in Mexico to train. He's ahead of that plan already, so it's good. And I would assume he'll play some games. And obviously, you have to start with easier games and build up to more difficult, because the workload, we've been training extremely hard, so the games will get harder in Mexico for sure, but right now it's still about the fitness more than anything else, some tactical components, but the next phase for sure, it's going to be a lot of tactics, a lot more playing, a lot more game related stuff.
Non poteva mancare una domanda a Frank Lopez sul campionato messicano. Quali sono le incognite che aspettano l'Impact in Centro America?
They're playing, we're not playing right now. They're in their season. That's not really fair. I mean, in MLS, you get a 2.5 month break. I've never seen this before in my life. When I was in Europe, I know this is the league, the rules here, but if I give a player when I was in Europe 2.5 months, he might come back 10 kilos overweight. Different here, the guys are more professional, but no matter what you do, you cannot duplicate the game rhythm and the sharpness that you're going to get in a game. They're early in their season, 4 or 5 games, but they're where we are. I mean, that's not an excuse, but that's one of the, I would say, one reason for sure. In the past, it was different because there was a big, I think, in quality of players. I mean, some of the budgets of those teams were much different in those days. I think the MLS has changed. The ability with the DP rule and, you know, to bring more quality players, I think that has even the playing field for sure. But I think more than anything, it's just the ability now. If we're both in the season, it's a different story because it's a big advantage for them, you know, to have started already and be playing. But be ready. We're going to play games that are more meaningful. We'll push guys more 90 minutes in Mexico. We'll play better competition and they'll get used to it. But for sure, that's going to be the big first match that really means something. And they're already playing meaningful games because there you don't get relegated, but you know it's 2 seasons and the points you accumulate, so there's a lot of pressure on those guys every game, which the MLS is a little bit different. There's you have the pressure to make the for sure the playoffs, but can start you've seen many teams that don't have good starts, they wind up making it there. You have a bad start, the coach says goodbye, they change 4 coaches in 5 games, which is a little bit different here. At least they give an opportunity to work. I think all those play a factor. I think the quality of players has changed now because I think MLS has more money, you're able to bring better quality players, the younger players that are coming through are better because of the academies. The time off and the season not being the same, I think it's a big disadvantage.
Ed infine una domanda a Klopas su Pachuca, in particolare la tradizione negativa delle squadre della MLS nella competizione continentale.
They've changed some players like the forwards now. They've added another Argentinian guy, Cano, smaller guy. They played, you know, Nahuapan is still out. He's a bigger target. We know it's different. Cano is a smaller guy. When Nahuapan plays, he's more direct. Guys in the back with Mosquera, Herrera, they've been the same. Vera, the left back, I think he's changed a little bit. And in the middle, the way they play, they have Avoy, number 10, who's more of the playmaker. I don't think that's going to change a lot. Change maybe at 1 or 2 players, but don't assume any more changes. But who knows, you know? At least, but we have a very good idea with the, for 3 games now we followed. We have all the games from the beginning of the season. I'm going to watch a game tomorrow night, and we have another chance to see him again in Mexico. So I'll see him 2 games live, and we already have downloaded information for the last 3 games and we have video clips of the guys. So that part will be good.
Vi ricordo che l'Impact parte per il Messico con un organico di 30 giocatori, portieri Bush, Crepeau, Cronenberg e Nick, difensori Cabrera, Camara, Siman, Lefebvre, Miller, Soumaré, Toya, Tissot, centrocampisti Alexander, Belangoyet, Bernier, Donadel, Duca, Gagnon Laparé, Malles, Mapp, Piatti, Reo Cocker, Romero, Smith e gli attaccanti Jackson Amel, McInerney, Morelli, Oduro, Porter e Williams. Ed infine vi ricordo gli appuntamenti, il 24 febbraio alle 22 la partita sarà diffusa su TVA Sport di andata che si gioca in Messico, il ritorno è previsto allo Stadio Olimpico il 3 marzo alle 20.